Little things can make all the difference. The way you prepare one ingredient can change the flavor and texture of a finished dish so dramatically that something as simple as misunderstanding the difference between chop and dice can be enough to make someone abandon a home-cooked meal and pick up the phone for takeout instead. Becoming fluent in basic kitchen speak will help you understand recipe instructions so you can confidently get to work. Let's dig into some common cooking terms and a little bit about why these techniques are important for good food cooking. Al dente. The texture of well-cooked pasta, a bit firm, not too soft. A recipe may call for al dente pasta because it's simply the desired texture, or because you'll be cooking or baking it with sauce and you need to allow the pasta to soak up additional liquid without becoming mushy. Bake. To cook food covered or uncovered in an oven. Beat. To make a mixture smooth by whipping or stirring vigorously with a fork, spoon, whisk, or mixer. Bias. To slice on a 45-degree angle. Blanch. To partially cook foods in boiling water or to steam them, to intensify and set color and flavor. After 30 seconds in boiling water or over steam, remove the fruit or vegetable and immediately plunge into ice water to stop the cooking action. This is an important step in prepping certain foods for freezing, as well as loosening the skins on nuts or produce like peaches and tomatoes. Blend. To mix or fold two or more ingredients together, oftentimes with a blender, so that they're evenly distributed throughout the mixture. Boil. To cook food in liquid, like water or stock, at a temperature that causes bubbles to form in the liquid and rise in a steady pattern, breaking at the surface. Broil. A quick oven cooking method where high temperature, in close proximity to the food, is used to brown it. Most broilers are at the top of the oven, but some are at the bottom in a drawer compartment. Brown. To cook a food in a skillet, broiler, or oven to add flavor and aroma. Browning develops a rich color on the outside and moistness on the inside. Chiffonade, a fun-to-say French word meaning made of rags. Chiffonade refers to thin strips of fresh herbs or leaves. Usually leaves are stacked on top of each other, rolled, then sliced to achieve the strips. Chop, to cut foods into smaller pieces with a knife, cleaver, or food processor. Large chop means that each piece is roughly a 3/4-inch cube, similar to the size of a nickel. A medium chop is about half that size, think kidney bean sized. A small chop is also known as diced. A 1/4-inch on all sides is your goal here. An even chop ensures that food cooks evenly, and the larger the chop, the longer your cooking time. So if you're in a hurry at mealtime, chop smaller pieces for faster cooking. A smaller chop also provides more opportunity for an ingredient to absorb flavor. If you were to soak an entire portobello mushroom in a marinade, that marinade would take longer to fully season than if you chop the mushroom first. Chopping gives the marinade more entry points for the flavor to seep in. Core. To remove the tough center part, also known as the core, and seeds from fruit. Crumble. To break apart into smaller pieces, usually by hand. Dice. To cut food with a knife into small cubes roughly 1/4-inch on all sides. It's also known as a small chop. Like with chopped foods, dicing also helps add texture to recipes and ensures consistent quick cooking for a dish. Fold. A method of gently mixing delicate ingredients, usually after they've been whipped and aerated, without decreasing their volume. To fold, use a silicone spatula to cut down vertically through the mixture from the back of the bowl. Move the spatula across the bottom of the bowl and bring it back up to the front side, carrying some of the mixture from the bottom up over the surface. Repeat these steps, rotating the bowl 1/4 of a turn each time you complete the process. Grate and shred. To rub foods like vegetables or whole nutmeg or ginger root back and forth across a grating surface to make small slivers or powder. A food processor may also be used to speed up grating and shredding. Grease. To coat a baking pan or skillet with a thin layer of oil. A pastry brush works well, or you can use your fingers. Juice. To extract the liquid from fruits and vegetables. Julienne. To slice into short, thin strips like matchsticks. line. To place parchment paper or a silicone baking mat over the surface of a dish, pan, or baking sheet. Marinate. To coat or immerse foods in a liquid ingredient to add flavor before cooking. Usually, you marinate for an extended period of time prior to cooking. Mince. To chop food like garlic into teeny tiny pieces, the smallest dice possible, to evenly distribute and infuse color, texture, and flavor to a dish. Pro tip. When mincing garlic, try sprinkling the clove with a pinch of fine ground sea salt to help prevent the sugars from sticking to your knife. Mix. To stir or beat two or more foods together until they are thoroughly combined. May be done with an electric mixer, a rotary beater, or by hand. Peel. To remove the outer covering or skin of a fruit or vegetable with your fingers, a peeler, or a knife. Pinch. A small amount of a dry ingredient, the amount that can be pinched between the pointer finger and the thumb, roughly 1/8 to 1/16 of a teaspoon. When a recipe calls for a pinch of an ingredient, it's like saying to taste. It's vague on purpose. The goal is to train the taste buds so that you become the ultimate judge of what the right amount is, tasting as you go rather than the recipe itself. Pipe. To squeeze a semi-soft food, such as frosting, through a pastry bag. Piping is a way of adding an ingredient as a decoration. Pit. To remove the seed from fruit like dates or peaches. Preheat. To heat an oven or a utensil to a specific temperature before using it. Puree. To process or mash a food until it's as smooth as possible. This can be done using a blender, food processor, masher, or sieve. Puree also refers to the resulting mixture texture. Purees add moisture and natural sweetness to baked goods, and they add creamy flavor to cereals and soups. Reduce. To decrease the volume of a liquid by boiling it rapidly or simmering to cause evaporation. Reducing thickens and intensifies flavor, and if you reduce a liquid until it becomes almost syrupy or gravy-like in texture, with an intense concentrated flavor, it becomes a reduction, which can be used as a sauce, as a dressing, or as the base of a sauce. Roast. A cooking method using high heat, oven, or open flame, to enhance flavor and texture through browning. Roll or to roll out. These terms refer to forming food into shapes. Dough, for instance, can be rolled into ropes or balls, while dough or pastry can be rolled out into a thin, flat sheet, usually with a rolling pin. Sauté. To cook food in a small amount of oil or stock over medium to high heat in an open, shallow pan or skillet. When you sauté, you want to cut foods into uniform sizes for best results and even cooking time. Score. To lightly cut shallow, narrow slits just into the outer surface of a food to make it more flexible, to decorate it, or to help it absorb more flavor so oil, marinade, or sauce can seep into it as it cooks. Sift. To put one or more dry ingredients, usually flour, through a sifter or sieve to remove lumps and to incorporate air into the ingredients for a smoother texture and more even consistency. Simmer. To cook food in a liquid that is almost, but not quite, boiling. A liquid has reached a simmer when you can see tiny bubbles forming slowly and rising to the surface. Slurry. A mixture of arrowroot, flour, or cornstarch and liquid, usually water or stock, used to thicken a sauce or soup. A slurry should be mixed together first, then added to a sauce to thicken without lumps. Steam. To cook food in the vapor given off by boiling water, tea, stock, juice, or other liquid. Stir. To mix ingredients with a spoon or other utensil to combine them, to prevent ingredients from sticking during cooking or to cool them after cooking. To taste. Seasoning a recipe to your liking. To add salt, pepper, or other seasoning to taste, start with roughly 1/4 teaspoon, stir well, give it a taste, and then add more if needed. Whip. To use a wire whisk, rotary beater, or electric mixer to beat food lightly but rapidly to incorporate air into the mixture and increase its volume. Zest. The colorful outer layer of citrus fruit peel. It's rich in fruit oils and very fragrant, so it's often used as a seasoning to brighten flavor. To remove the zest, scrape a grater or fruit zester across the peel, run the citrus over a microplane zester, or use a sharp chef's knife to slice it off and mince into tiny pieces. Try to get only the brightly colored part of the citrus peel, avoiding the bitter white membrane underneath, also known as the pith. Lesson actions. Try one new technique this week in the kitchen. Share with friends, family, or the course community what you tried and how it went. Make sure to write it all down in your cooking journal.